Man, that was a shoot.
Yeah, that's full-blown shooting.
Since you want to shoot, cowboy!
And now, the Real Shoot Wrestling Podcast.
Real Shoot Wrestling, episode number 22. Are you feeling 22?
I don't know about you.
If I felt 22,
I would love to feel 22 again.
I would feel
again.
$1 million.
Yeah.
How you guys doing? I'm Gabe Jones.
And I am Tim Heel.
We're officially calling this the Backlash episode.
Yeah, and it suits a lot of situations here.
Yes. First of all, we'll get to some of that later, but probably more importantly than that, Backlash pay-per-view is back, and it's here this weekend,
which is cool. I liked the Backlash.
I did too. Their set. You remember that set?
Yeah, it's the swung. Yeah. Didn't Hardy use it one time?
Probably. Goofball. Yeah, so this is the first pay-per-view of...
That's just
one brand.
Yeah, it's SmackDown, and it seems like a pretty good stacked, card.
Yeah, one of the biggest concerns was would they be able to have time to build to a card, and SmackDown I think has done a really good job of doing that.
Yeah, I mean they've used them bringing in new titles as part of it, so we'll see how it works for the next one. But I think they did a really good job with this one.
Yeah, and since is Clash of the Champions is later this month, that's Raw's.
That's Raw's. I think
Which
that's the 24th.
I have to say, it is 25th, so absolutely bizarre that Kevin Owens is headlining a pay-per-view called Clash of the Champions.
That he may not be headlining.
You don't think?
There's been talks that it'll be Charlotte and Sasha Banks to headline that.
Well, either way. He'll be in a title match at Clash of the Champions.
Oh, yeah.
That's
going in as champion.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. So, we're going to run down the card of Backlash, and we're going to make some picks and try not to get too upset at each other, because we have so much to talk about this week. So, we've got the Intercontinental Championship, which has really been boosted the last couple weeks because of this Daniel Bryan, The Miz storyline, which they said they were going to stop doing it for a while, but they kind of brought it back this week, I like.
Well, I think they're going to touch on it. I don't think they're ever going to really bring it back to the main fold to where they really talk about it again, but I think it's something you can't just ignore.
No, and I think you can also, with Survivor Series on the horizon, you can have Team Miz versus Team Bryan without Bryan actually wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I don't know if they have enough people to do that. Plus, they might want to do an inner Raw versus SmackDown main event. I don't know.
Which would be smart.
Yeah. So we got The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler in the Intercontinental title match. Just so you guys know, if you hear something in the background, we're watching season 3
premiere of
Lucha Underground. So, don't mind us.
Yeah, sorry.
We've got The Miz and Dolph Ziggler. I'm going to stick with The Miz here because I think he's as hot as he has been in a long time. I don't mean that sexually. But, well, maybe I do. But yeah. Anyway.
I mean, he's a pretty man.
Yeah.
No. I agree. I wouldn't mind Ziggler winning by no means. And then giving Ziggler a good title run with it and have him make it mean something. But with what Miz is doing, I think he's doing the exact same. So I'm going to go with Miz, but I wouldn't be upset if...
I think the problem with Dolph is, and this is the main problem people have with Dolph, is he gets put in these matches a lot of the time, a couple of times a year, and his win-loss ratio is not good. And so it's not believable.
But at the same time, it's just to me, it's Dolph. It for me, it's Dolph Ziggler. First of all, it's going to be a good match.
Yeah.
Second of all, there's always a chance when it comes to Dolph. You know, and every time those type of matches come along, there's usually something involved. It doesn't go clean, you know.
Yeah.
So,
especially with Maryse in the picture.
Exactly. And I don't know them doing anything with Maryse and having anybody go against her. So I don't, you know, I don't figure Dolph will have anybody in his corner. So yeah, she's always going to be, you know, involved.
I have to say, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but last night watching that, she kind of reminded me of Sable, the way that The Miz was kind of telling her to go back in the ring and get the title.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of how Mark Murray used to order Sable around.
Yeah, but I didn't see that segment, so yeah. I really don't know. But, I mean,
charisma of that, I think.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, I'd say that she easily could have the charisma of a Sable, but I don't know if it was in, like, I don't know if it would be in exactly a derogatory way. I think that's just kind of a heel way.
Okay.
Mero, you know, he played that gimmick.
Why I said derogatory is because people don't really look at Mark Mero as a good worker.
No.
And yeah. I meant that towards The Miz. I didn't mean that as a derogatory thing for The Miz.
Yeah.
All right, so who did you pick? Did you pick
him? Miz.
Okay, so we both picked Miz. All right. We got Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt, which is definitely an interesting matchup. I think both of these guys are... I'm not sure. I think Bray Wyatt is in a place that is probably one of the better spots that he's been in. I believe this is like the first singles match he's had on a pay-per-view in like almost a year. So...
Well, all I'm saying is there's been talk of Luke Harper coming back as well. So,
with the Wyatts or like
just
opposing
Luke,
them?
Just Luke Harper coming back.
Okay.
So who knows? You know what it could be if it's a, you know, help Orton win, turn on, you know, Bray kind of thing, or help Wyatt beat Orton. You know.
I hesitate to pick Bray Wyatt because he loses all the time.
But at the same time, it's Randy Orton right now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I feel like this is a very delicate match on who wins and who loses.
Yeah, because Orton, that'd be two in a row for Orton if he lost.
That's a different circumstance, though. I feel like that's a little different. I don't feel like that so much.
He's kind of in the same place that Cena is right now.
Well, Cena's not even on
but you know what I mean?
TV. Yeah.
Putting guys over.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would hurt Orton to lose. Mm-mm. So as much as I hesitate to do this, I'm picking Bray Wyatt.
I hope to see Bray Wyatt win, yes.
They just always seem to be hesitant to push that button for him, though.
Uh-huh.
But I hope with SmackDown that this is the... I mean, the guy that's writing SmackDown was the NXT writer. When Bray was there.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm hoping this is a good match.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the tag team... There's two titles that are being given out Sunday night. And one of those is the tag titles.
The SmackDown tag titles.
And the first... There's going to be two matches. The first one is the semifinal of the Usos and the Hype Brothers.
It's not a semifinal. It's literally a
play-in for the.
It's main. Like a loser bracket type win, and then go on to the
right.
So.
Yeah. So the Usos turned on American Alpha Tuesday night.
Yeah.
So, which is a good move for them because they were getting stale, honestly, as faces, and I think because of. Who they will be facing if they win, I gotta go with the Usos.
Yeah, I feel honestly for me the Usos are gonna end up winning the whole thing.
I agree. I guess that would be
after that, after what they did, like I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that would be a good move for the tag division because that sets it up for American Alpha for them to put over American Alpha.
Yeah, for them
down the road.
Exactly. For, you know, whenever American Alpha is good to go, they come back and it makes, and you know, by the time or whatever they're doing, you know, like he can come back and it makes it that much bigger of a deal instead of winning the very first ones. You know, they would have, you know, them win them from someone that did them wrong. It helps with the sympathy,
yeah,
from the crowd into them winning the titles.
It's good storytelling. It extends that story more time.
Yeah. Instead of just like, well, here's everything in your lap at once. Here you go.
Yeah.
You know, like we want you to want what the ending process of that story to be. So, you know, I want to see them as tag champs, and it sucks that they got screwed, but hopefully, you know, Usos go on to win, and then American Alpha get them back from them at a later date, you know what I mean?
I'm hoping they come out, the Usos come out Sunday looking like no face paint, none of that chanting stuff. Like, if you're going to be a heel, you got to do that. And that's... I really hope that they do that, because if they don't, I mean, it's just like...
Yeah, like, to me, it's like you're playing... Whenever you do that to the crowd and the face paint, it's part of, like, something like a kid would do, you know?
Yeah, it's like when R-Truth was a heel and he would come out and do the What's Up.
He smoked cigarettes!
Yeah, but he still did the What's Up.
Yeah, it was weird. Well, no, for a while he just came out to nothing, remember?
Okay.
But yeah, like, just stop anything that would have interaction with the crowd, and stop the face paint that you'd see kids doing, and, you know, if I was them, I would change the music, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just come out to something different.
Yeah. And I've seen Jimmy and Jey Uso away from the ring, and these guys have personality, they just need to utilize it. They're Samoans. They have to have personality.
Yeah, but, I mean, it just... Yeah, exactly. But it's almost like as soon as they teamed up with Roman, it was, like, over.
Yeah, that was not good for them. Okay, so we've picked the Usos to win the tag belts.
Yeah.
So we've got the SmackDown Women's Championship. We've got Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Carmella, Naomi, Natalia, and this podcast's favorite, Nikki Bella, in this match. This one's hard for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm still very surprised that Alexa Bliss is not in this match.
She is.
Where?
Alexa Bliss is the first one I said.
Oh, I thought... Oh, okay, my bad. I thought I heard you just talk about... I think Bliss wins
this. You think
this.
So?
Yeah, I think Bliss wins it. She's the... she's killer,
yeah.
I think. And would be good. And I think it's a situation to where Nikki doesn't need it. You know...
She doesn't need it. You're right.
And Natalya... Natalya doesn't need it. Naomi has a killer entrance now, and is just...
Yeah.
I think she's a good worker as well, and she, you know, doesn't... I don't feel needs it. She's, you know, she's over. Carmella been killing it as a heel against...
Yeah, that's what I've kind of wondered about, if they would put it on her.
Against Nikki Bella. I don't know if they want to make that jump yet.
I don't
know
either.
Yeah, Becky Lynch, I think, is the one that deserves it out of all of them the most.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But
like she's literally like a Sami Zayn. It's like, you know, you're going to get a good match out of her. But right now, they don't want to do anything with them because they want to do something later with them.
Yeah, like with the American Alpha.
Yeah, yeah.
See, the only difference is with Becky Lynch is... They drafted her to be the cornerstone of the women's division of SmackDown. So there's a little bit of a difference there. But I could also see Nikki Bella winning and turning heel and setting up Becky Lynch and Nikki Bella.
I mean, easily.
And that's why I'm leaning towards Nikki Bella.
But, I mean, when did she turn face to then turn heel? I mean,
people come back from injuries and their faces.
Yeah,
it's like just Seth Rollins did.
They were hurt. Oh, we love them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go Nikki Bella just because I really don't know. I mean, to be honest, she's been getting a lot of the bad side of, like, the physicality and those little scrums that they've been having. So that's kind of another reason why.
Yeah. Yeah, she has been taking a whooping.
Yeah.
So.
So, who are you picking?
I already picked.
Who'd you pick?
Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss, okay. All right, so that leads us to the title match, Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles. There's a lot of people that think AJ Styles is going to win the belt.
I want it. I think it's time. I think it's time right now, and I wouldn't even have a problem with AJ winning it and then Dean stepping it up. Stop the comedy stuff.
Yeah.
Go back to your Shield type character, and I don't want to laugh at you, Dean.
Yeah. Like it's the same kind of thing with Gallows and Anderson on Monday. We don't need comedy from you.
No, but see the thing. Okay, my argument.
You know
with
what I
that,
mean?
Yes, I get it. But my argument with that is the fact that they have to work the New Day, like even when Bray and them, like, were working them in his promos, he laughed more than he laughed with anybody else.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So there is a little bit of that. Well, you're working New Day, so you've got to have a little bit of humor involved in your act. But as soon as New Day goes away, that goes away, and the seriousness then happens. And I feel like that can and could happen if Gallows and them win. Now, mind you, plans could have changed with them as a tag team and winning the belts just because of the way things were handled with Finn and Finn getting hurt. Who yeah. knows what they were going to do with that?
Yeah.
So you gotta understand that, you know, that could have that's going to happen
yeah.
because of it being New Day. But as soon as New Day loses that title, shit changes, you know.
So with this match, I don't know if this is true, but Dean has seemed a little off since the Austin thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's lost a little edge since then.
Yeah, he's been funny.
Yeah.
Like he's been more of the, I pretty much made myself sound like I was stupid on the podcast, so now I'm going to act that way.
You know? Yeah, maybe so, but I don't know. There's just something weird going on there. With AJ Styles, I forgot to bring this up on the last podcast, but I honestly think he has won Vince over in the last couple of months, because when he first came in, they didn't have these kind of plans for him, I don't think.
Really?
I think they had kind of like...
With the money that they gave him, you don't think they had these plans?
I think they had like a secondary title plan, possibly. With possibly like the whole putting Roman Reigns over, I don't think they had plans of having Cena put him over the way that they did. I mean, quite honestly, when is the last time John Cena has put someone over in a long-term feud? I mean, I don't think he has since he first started with the title.
I mean,
I mean, if you have to really think about it.
I mean, there was the win with Owens.
Yeah, but
that was only a win, wasn't it?
Yeah, he ended up beating him two times after that.
Yeah.
So, this is the first time that someone has gotten the last laugh on Cena, pretty much.
With a clean victory,
yeah.
too. I mean, the first time...
At a major pay-per-view.
Yeah, the first time it was because of, you know, Gallows and Anderson. And then... Didn't they do some type of, like, three-way? Not three-way, but six-man tag match with Cena and somebody else, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah. But I think, honestly, I think Vince sees something in Styles that he hasn't seen since Shawn Michaels retired.
Well, I mean, he has that potential. He has easily. He can do that anywhere he goes because he's AJ Styles. Now, people might not just, you know, they might not like him.
Yeah.
You know, but the majority of people like him. You know, there's no reason not to. He can work a match with anyone. He made Roman Reigns look like $1 million.
Yeah, he did.
Every single time he got in the ring with him. He's had good matches with Jericho since he's been here. He's had good matches, great matches with Cena since he's been here. He's had a good match with Owens.
Yeah.
And Owens just flat out
even the Miz
beat him
at
clean.
The very beginning of the run.
And he's had good matches with Miz. So there's no reason as to not trust this guy to put the company on his shoulders and run with him.
Yeah. So
at this point,
I'm going AJ Styles simply because it just seems like it's that time of the year where you put the belt on a heel, and that's kind of what they usually do this time of year. Plus, I mean, he is, I don't know if there's a better...
I have a hard time calling him a heel.
I know that, but that's how they're booking him right now. And I know you don't look at him like that, but I just mean from their perspective.
Okay. I mean, but yeah, I mean, I will agree with that it is that, you know, it's that time of the year, and you know, it gets back into the, all right, we stay home on Monday nights, there's school, you know, vacations are over, you know, summer's coming to an end, so it's like, you know, heels make you watch because you want to see the good guy win.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it makes sense right now when more people will be watching. Now, yes, it is getting ready to go against football, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that'll be something to watch as well. All right, so that's the Backlash card. We will have a post up on Sunday on our Facebook page. You guys can chat with each other. Don't get too upset if someone says something bad about Nikki Bella. Hey, this is wrestling, you know. Don't take it personally.
Yeah. Okay. So are we gonna talk about
no,
it?
No, not yet.
Okay, all right.
There's a couple other things though. We have to talk about CM Punk. He's fighting Saturday. He's fighting Mickey Gall at UFC 203. It's relatively unknown because neither of these guys, I mean, CM Punk has no experience. Mickey Gall has two fights.
He's not even gonna make weight.
No, he's not. He was 30 pounds overweight last week. Honestly, I think that's the best bet for him, though, because he'll lose some of his money, but he has a better chance of winning by having control if he's got more weight on him.
Yeah. And, I mean, really, he's not doing this for the money. If he was doing it for money, he wouldn't be doing it.
And, honestly, he can earn more over a long term if he wins.
Yeah.
So... We're watching Rey Mysterio and Pentagon Jr.
Pentagon Dark, boy.
Pentagon Dark on Lucha Underground. Anyway, I have to go with Mickey Gall just because Punk is just... He's never fought before. He's not a fighter. This charade has to end. Did you see he's not even a friend with Colt Cabana anymore?
See, no, that is...
Or was that blown out of proportion?
That's blown out of proportion.
Okay.
Yeah, that was shenanigans.
It just wouldn't surprise me, though, knowing him.
No, that is one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's a rumor. Cliff Compton pretty much put that to rest. But it is a situation with a guy like that it's like, oh, really, man? Like, you would think he really would do that.
It's in Cleveland, which is ironically where he walked out of the WWE the day after the Rumble. So there's that dynamic, too. People are wondering if he's going to come out to call personality.
I also honestly think like it's been a work the whole time of him getting to this point.
I don't think so.
No, think about it. You make people want to see him get his ass kicked. And they did it in Cleveland? Come on. There's some things that just... Are you just saying things just line up sometimes?
I would want to leave Cleveland, too.
Cleveland's cool. Cleveland has some good wrestling.
Okay.
AWI wrestling, by the way.
So, the reason why I don't think it is because of the lawsuit that's going on and the money that's involved in that.
AIW, sorry.
There's just no way. I mean, there's being talks of medical malpractice that are involved in that. And that's some pretty big accusations if it's a work.
But if there's money to be made, Vince McMahon will do it.
I would definitely believe the Cody Rhodes thing as a work over this.
Well, speaking of Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. Speaking of him, he was at the PWG Best of Los Battle of Los Angeles. I don't know why I said Best of Los Angeles.
Three nights.
The show that nobody gets to watch until the year after.
It'll come out in a month.
I read they have some deal with High Spots, and that's why they don't do it on pay-per-view. But I would just think you could make money ways.
Come on. I mean, I definitely would. I would have got all 3 days. I would have not have cared. I would have watched, and it would have been awesome.
You could have High Spots still make a cut of that.
I know. Like, you got to go through High Spots has a viewing type thing.
Yeah.
You pay a monthly for. Just, you know,
just do it through
five
them.
Extra bucks. You're already paying a monthly $5. That all goes to, you know,
I just
whatever.
Don't know, understand in 2016 why they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway.
But some people said that it's because of contracts. You can't have they can't be on a certain pay-per-view.
Yeah, but you can renegotiate those.
Well, I mean, it's whatever. I know you can work around things.
Your boy Marty Scurll won.
The Villain.
Yeah,
he got a kiss from Cody Rhodes' lady.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That was not consensual, but by all accounts, it was a very good 3 days.
Oh, dude, it was Marty Scurll versus Pentagon Jr. in the first round.
Yeah,
that was amazing. They said that Liger at the performance that he put on in a match with Chris Hero, they said is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
For his age and the match that he put on in front of that crowd, he's still one of the best in the
world.
He's
had a good couple years.
He's never really been off except for, you know, kicking out of two at brain cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
speaking of him, you brought this up today. He's been on literally every single
He's the only one.
On every single episode of the
PWI
500. That's an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to watching that. The CWC, I think the finals is next week, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And is that live?
I think it's live on Raw.
Okay. No, it's not. Because they already sold tickets at the NXT Center or whatever it's called.
Full sale.
Yeah.
The NXT
the Impact
Center.
Zone. Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be interesting. We've not watched tonight, but I have a feeling I know.
There's been a lot of people that has signed this week. Gallagher has signed.
They have actually announced a few names that are going to be on the cruiserweight division on Raw, including Jack Gallagher, Cedric Alexander, Johnny Gargano,
Kendrick.
Yes.
Which is awesome. What's the Spanish guy's name? Mexican guy's
Gran
name?
Gran Torino. Gran Metallic.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep calling him Gran Torino.
Gran Torino. And a couple others. I'm not exactly sure.
There's a couple other guys. I've heard, you know, Neville might be involved. Even Sami Zayn might be. He's like right at the cutoff at 205.
I just hope that it gets the same acknowledgement and respect that it gets in Japan and Mexico. Even.
I'm just worried it's going to end up being the Braun Strowman Invitational.
God, I hope not. I swear to God, if Braun Strowman somehow ends up with that title,
well,
he'll do one of those things where he destroys all the cruiserweights and then takes the title and then they'll turn it into some other crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so other than that, but yeah, they said that there was, and then there was the boys versus Adam Cole and the Young Bucks, and the boys were actually Red Dragon.
Yeah.
So that match is probably absolutely insane. I'm waiting to see the preview for night 3 still. which, you know, I'm sure is awesome. And it ended with, like you said, Marty Scurll winning and Zack Sabre Jr. coming out and them standing in the middle of the ring. So I'm sure that's going to be an awesome match.
Yeah, and we kind of touched on Cody Rhodes. He announced this week he's going to be doing some Ring of Honor shows as well as New Japan shows.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to be all over the place.
And it's been rumored that he's doing something with TNA. Which I heard that. Which I am... Part of me is like, maybe Cody Rhodes could do something there and really
pop it
in a better situation. But part of me is like, he's going to ruin himself there.
I'm okay with it if it's like a very limited kind of thing.
I just...
Just a show, like a big show or two.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I hope it's not a long-term thing, for sure.
Yeah, I hope not either.
We should talk a little bit about Jake Roberts is coming to town here.
Oh, yeah, coming to our neck of the woods. He's coming for a comedy stand-up storyteller type deal here at the... in Fairmont, West Virginia, at the Lounge, and it's $20.
Yeah,
it's going to start at 8, and it should
be perfect for me.
I know, yeah, and it should be pretty interesting and cool. There's going to be some more details to come. So as soon as I get those, I will definitely.
And it's a small venue. It'll be an intimate kind of thing. You know, we'll be. Everyone there will be close.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be a Q&A section and a lot of cool chances to interact with them. So definitely come out to that if you're in the area. You got anything else you want to talk about?
If anybody keeping up with the CWC... CWC... WCPW.
Oh yeah, there was a good show this past weekend.
Yeah, what do you think about that? The new champion.
That was nice.
That was very unexpected.
I had it on during the WVU game, so I didn't get to watch it as closely as I would want. But yeah, it was a really good show.
And what else I think is really cool is the fact that El Ligero and Jay Lethal was supposed to be for the ROH world title.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he lost the world title, they are bringing in a mid-card title, and it is actually the Internet.
Oh, yeah, Eric Bischoff brought that in.
Yeah, like I personally thought that's what NXT needed to do. I think NXT needs a mid-card belt for someone like...
they talked about bringing that in with Zack Ryder.
Ty Dillinger.
With the thing he was doing.
Yeah, but it was a goof. It was a goof idea, so it wasn't ever going to be taken seriously, even if done right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and they also have a new women's champion on there.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
That was WCP, a hard-hitting match, too.
Those girls. Now, those girls, that shit is awesome.
Yeah.
That was also the one that lost. That's Will Ospreay's... girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, man. I want you to take over from this point.
Oh gosh. All right. So for some of you guys that follow us on Twitter, RSW Podcast, we do live tweets during a lot of the wrestling shows. We don't just do WWE. We do New Japan, Ring of Honor. We did What Culture Pro Wrestling this past weekend.
I do, you know, some indie stuff.
Yeah.
We do all
kinds of stuff. But, yeah. You know, obviously, a lot of times, our most heavily interacted shows are with WWE shows.
Yeah.
And SmackDown, you know, I love SmackDown. So I was tweeting a little bit here and there, and I kind of threw out that I just thought that the women's division had taken a step back since Nikki Bella was back. And you would not believe. I mean, it was like I had called. I had said that the Pope had converted into Islam or something. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous.
People went nuts. And what's funny is it didn't happen when you first put it up. It was literally like people. People first was like, yeah, we agree. Yeah, get Bella out of here. And then literally today, you know, around the time people would be getting off of school, it's like the poop was thrown into the fan.
Yeah.
And people started lashing out at you, Gabe.
Yeah. So here's the deal with Nikki Bella. And I don't wish any ill will on Nikki Bella. I don't think that she should retire. She should do what she wants. But here's the thing with Nikki Bella. She has improved greatly. I'm not going to take that away from her.
Yeah.
I think she, from the time that she started to what she is now, is should be commended.
Yeah, clearly night and day.
But for people to say that she is on the same level with some of these other girls is
blasphemy.
You're not watching it. You're not watching the show.
I mean, there's some honesty to that.
So, and this is where I stand on this. What is your motives? And I firmly believe that she, within the last couple of years, her goal was to get better in the ring. Mm-hmm. But was that her original motives? No. I mean, she was brought in as a diva.
Yeah.
And they did this show, Total Divas, and that's the only reason why she even came back.
They both went on hiatus, yes.
A hiatus.
And they came back to WWE wrestling,
yeah,
because they were going to get a TV show,
yeah,
for their wrestling.
And so when you are the, let's just read,
she is the poster child
of the Divas title,
Divas division. She is everything that encompasses, like, just comes with the word. She's the definition of it.
Okay, so
not saying she is the Divas division, and not saying that there wasn't others like her that are ridiculous.
Okay, so I heard a lot about, well, she was the star of the Divas division. Well, let's read some of these names on this sheet here. We've got
Carly, his wife, has just entered the room.
We've got Maurice. We've got Jillian Hall. We've got Eve Torres.
Oh, Eve. Oh, man, watch out. Eve. Eve, they'll get mad at you for Eve.
I respect Eve because she married Renner Gracie, who is really good at jiu-jitsu. This is a list.
This is the awesome names that were champions in the Divas title.
Kelly.
Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, Layla. And then the Caitlyn AJ Lee Page thing started.
And that's when I was actually paying attention to the Divas title for a minute. Well, the matches, not the title. I never paid attention to that fucking title. But that was honestly good. I liked the AJ and Caitlyn, but yeah, you had the longest run with the butterfly title. So yeah, we're going to pretty much,
okay, and so
think of you when it comes to that title.
I did not even dislike her last run with the title. I thought she was good, and I think she was a good transition to what it is now with the women's champion. But if you think that it was better with Nikki Bella, look, I've been to these wrestling shows. I have paid to see people like Bayley and Sasha and Charlotte people aren't going to the bathroom when those guys, when those gals are in the ring.
No, they're not.
I've been to wrestling shows with Nikki Bella, and half the arena goes empty when she's in the ring.
That is a true statement.
And I know that that probably hurts some people, but I mean,
you know, and we know now
that's just
that,
how
that,
wrestling was.
And,
then.
And we know now that you know they're a bigger deal. And yeah. You know, and people hang around, and people buy their merch, and you know, my wife likes the Bellas, and you want to know why? Because she likes E Network.
Yeah.
She likes that channel, and the Bellas were on there. Now, like I said, it's cool that now my wife is interested in pro wrestling. Awesome, cool, but at the same time. She's the exact reason why I don't like WWE. And I've told her that, and she knows it. But, you know, at the same time, if she's going to sit there and enjoy wrestling with me, then, you know, she's allowed to like who she wants and who she doesn't
like.
Yeah,
and I'm okay with that, but don't get upset. If...
Exactly, and she doesn't, which is, you know, I've bought her a Bella shirt. Like, bought it for her.
This is the
and
same...
And she says, well, I don't like... Kevin Owens. Fine.
Yeah.
You know?
This is probably not the best comparison, but this would be like a Hulk Hogan fan getting mad at someone saying...
Ric Flair is a better wrestler?
Or something along those lines. Or Austin's a better worker than Hogan. You know? And that's not to say Hogan wasn't popular, but that is to say that, you know...
But the way I looked at it when that comment was made, mind you... By Gabe, not me.
Okay, let's...
What I took by that comment was, you know, like, I understand the whole concept of well, Nikki's putting these girls over and this and that. Guess what? They don't need it. They've done it this long without it. So why have her come in now and do it? Just let her do her TV show. If she wants to wrestle, you know, then that's fine. But if somebody makes a comment like we did, like, don't get butthurt about it. It's not a sexist comment. And then this crap about empowering women. Well, if you're going to empower women, make sure you go and empower the, you know, the Mary Dobsons, the women on the independent scene, too. Don't just empower the ones that you can see on Monday and Tuesday because it's convenient for you on television.
And here's the thing about empowering women, and I might be completely wrong about this because I'm not a woman.
Well, your wife will be able to answer because she's right here.
If I'm wrong about this, she can tell me. The whole Divas Revolution, the reason why that was a flop at first was because they called them divas.
Yeah.
And the girls down in NXT, Charlotte, Sasha, Bayley, and those girls were like, we want to be... women. We don't want to be divas.
Yeah.
And so...
We want to wrestle. Like, we legit want to wrestle.
They took that and ran with it because of all the things they could do with it. Like, make a show called Total Divas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's also because these girls couldn't wrestle that well. There was a women's title and there was a divas title at first.
Well, they were brought in as divas search and they weren't brought in to wrestle and then they were thrown in the ring.
Exactly. And that's what that title was for. And then all of a sudden everybody thought it was good to get rid of the women's wrestling title and have a butterfly. You know? And I mean, and honestly, like, how do you, a title or not, and I understand that, you know, I'm a huge fan of the universal title, but I even if it's a woman, like, how do you respect that butterfly title?
I don't know.
And the matches were just...
They were bathroom breaks.
They weren't good. Like, no. I'm not trying to be mean, but they were just... They were bad.
Look at the difference between...
Now
and then.
And they when the Bellas them, first came in...
They gave them 5 minutes, with their entrance included, to do a match. And now they give them... 20 to 30 minutes on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, and people go, well, that's because they were badly booked. Well,
that's not true.
Yeah, it's not true at all.
And another thing I have
They just didn't have the talent that they, you know?
I mean, they gave them the main event on Raw to put over their sibling rivalry, and it flopped.
Yeah. I mean, they've been given chances before, and it's just no one cares. And I'm not trying to be mean.
How long's NXT been going on?
NXT? Like
5 or 6 years.
Okay. Did they always have women in NXT?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that those women are coming to the main roster, you're talking about how it's gotten better. Like, I think that...
Yeah, and it's... And it's like I said, when you think of divas, you happen to just think of Bella. And to think that they've got this far with this, we're women wrestlers, like, it's hard for people to take into account that, like, oh, now maybe she's trying to change because everybody else has changed. I mean, you got to expect people to still have a sour opinion about her because, first of all, She's John Cena's girlfriend, so people think that automatically she has favoritism there,
and she does.
She is Daniel Bryan's sister-in-law, so you know. Hopefully, Daniel's been working with her and making her better. You know,
I think they have. Yeah,
and like I said, I think she's way better than she used to be.
Oh yeah,
but
slow the train down.
Yeah, like. It's still, if she just gets the title, it's still just the same old to me.
Yeah. And don't give me the stuff about how they started the whole revolution thing, okay? Or brought all this progress to women's wrestling because...
They weren't the wrestlers that brought...
No.
She wasn't the woman that brought women's wrestling to... The main front. It was Becky, Sasha, Bailey, Paige, Flair, like,
and they could have not had. There was not a semi-main event at WrestleMania of a women's match until Nikki Bella was gone, and that's a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
And look, I commend everything that she's done and come back from, and. If and Nikki's, all that, but,
listen, if Nikki's so great, why is she never headlining an event?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not paying to see
her. We're literally getting ready to talk about Clash of the Champions, and Sasha and Charlotte have been talked about headlining it.
Yeah.
Bailey and Sasha have headlined NXT Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like,
and they've main evented a lot of house shows, too.
Exactly. So how are you going to tell me that Nikki is better than either of them?
I don't know. That's not to say she doesn't have a place on the roster, but to make her the central focus, like I said, it brings it a step back. It just does.
I mean, we're allowed to have opinions.
Sorry.
But at the same time, she has gotten a hell of a lot better.
She has.
She has improved.
All right, so we've spent 20 minutes talking about the Bellas.
Yeah, sorry for the guys that hate Bellas. And hopefully the ones that love Nikki Bella so much will actually listen to the podcast instead of just making stupid comments about things they don't know.
And if your parents will let you.
Get the password to the Wi-Fi.
Check out our Facebook page, and we'll have a discussion afterwards.
Yeah. And watch your mouths, or I'm going to tell your parents.
Yeah. We were called a lot of things, like misogynistic.
And sexist?
Yeah.
We're sexist because we don't like Nikki Bella. That was the dumbest shit I ever dealt with all day.
Kevin Owens?
It's wrestling. Remember, it's wrestling. Like, we're allowed to not like people and like people. It's just like sports. Like, I don't like the Steelers, you know, but Gabe does. Like, it that doesn't mean we call each other bad names. Like, I love, you know, the Four Horsewomen, Asuka.
Yeah.
I don't mind Nia Jax. I like, Ember Moon, I like, you know, I like a lot of independent women too. You know, it's just because I don't like one certain woman does not mean that, you know, I think women only belong in the kitchen. Like, come on, yeah. People. Like, get a, you know, reality check here.
Yeah. Just because I don't like Hillary Clinton doesn't mean I'm a sexist. Yeah. Relax. That's a different story.
That's a different podcast.
You're looking for another
fight. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Dude, I don't know about you, but this Dar
Noam Dar.
Noam Dar. Well, I don't think I had to say the whole name. This Dar Saber match on CWC right now is pretty killer.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dar, did you hear about him? There's been some old tweets that were brought up.
Oh yeah.
That you know, were so, you
people
know
need to relax.
Searched 3 and 4 years ago or something like that, and he said some derogatory terms.
I would hate for people to dig up some of my old social media posts.
Oh my God, I'd hate to see some of the stuff I put on Facebook.
At 4
not
a.m.
not Facebook, but MySpace. Oh my God,
I deleted MySpace a long time ago.
Like actually deleted.
Yeah.
So, like, you no longer exist on there?
No, I'm gone.
I don't think to do that stuff. Mine's still on there. I just left it alone. I don't even remember the password.
All right, so check us out on Facebook, Real Shoot Wrestling.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm not wrapping it up, but I'm just giving some reminders.
Okay, I was going to say, you can't skip out on my two favorite parts of the show. No. I love your history lesson.
Twitter, RSW Podcast, Instagram,
RSW Podcast, and Facebook at Real Shoot Wrestling.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of new things coming for this podcast that we're going to, well, not this podcast, but our network of podcasts.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some new shows and stuff, so hopefully.
My brother's involved in that.
Yeah, your brother's involved. I might split off and do one myself.
We're going to brand split ourselves.
Yeah, we're going to brand split your butt.
Okay. match of the week. I was actually struggling to find one this week.
What?
Just because of what Twitter has done to me.
Twitter upset you. No. Okay, I'll go with mine then so you can think about yours.
Well, I already know it.
Oh, okay, well then.
And thankfully the WWE Network helped me because...
No, you're not allowed to pick that one.
What?
What I'm picking.
Go ahead, you go first.
No, you go first.
All right, so I
started.
No, you go because I can have a backup if you...
Well, no, it doesn't matter. Just go.
All right, so I picked the last Battle of Atlanta.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, because I've heard about this match for almost as long as I have been a wrestling fan, and I've not ever got to watch it until now. And I've heard Shawn Michaels talk about how this was kind of like... This was how they came up with the concept of Hell in a Cell. This match.
Yeah.
And just finally getting to watch that was really cool. Getting to see Paul Ellering, for one, was incredible.
Yeah.
And I would just recommend... That's under the Hidden Gem section in the collections of the WWE Network. So definitely go and check this out. It's from 1983, but it's really good quality for that.
Yeah, it is.
That one's for Bill Dunn.
I didn't really like that match.
You didn't?
No.
I just liked it for the historical.
It's, yeah, I think it's because more, I think it has more of a historical thing to it than it actually, like, because it's been gone for so long but talked about so heavily.
I've heard some websites saying it was one of the most rare matches that had not been released by the WWE yet, so...
I'm gonna go with the same category.
Okay. There's a lot of good stuff on there.
There's a hidden gem, dude. There's a Regal Samoa Joe match on there that is killer. When Joe has a horrible haircut.
I think I know where you're going with this now.
Yeah, of course I am. I'm going with Seth Rollins versus Cassius Ohno, aka Chris Hero, for the FCW title that they had on there. It's crazy to me that FCW had the talent that they did, and there was probably 50 people watching them.
Yeah, well, they didn't have the network to for.
But still, like it was, like it wasn't bigger than it was. And it,
I mean, OVW had the same amount when like Lesnar and Cena and Orton were there.
Yeah, and that type of stuff just like wows me too. You know, with some of these companies that I see that are out and draw hundreds of people. You know, and then you've got, like I said, it was Cassius Ohno, you know, Chris Hero versus Seth Rollins for the FCW title. And there was probably like, you know, 100 people there.
Bennington Jim.
Yeah, and it was smaller than that. But yeah, that was pretty much my match of the week. I was pumped about that.
All right, so wrestler of the week, we gotta go. I gotta go with Nikki Bella. No, I'm kidding. No, I actually, this was something something I had to think about, and I have to go with, man, this is tough.
This is tough?
It's
easy for me.
It is?
Yeah.
You go first.
Oh, Marty Scurll. He won Bola this year. He was the runner-up last year and then won this year. Man, he's, you know, he just signed with ROH. I'm pretty pumped. I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah, okay, so I am going to go with Becky Lynch, because for one,
wrestler of the week.
No, you have to listen to this whole story.
Okay, totally, go for it.
Okay, so
you just don't want to be called sexist.
No. Okay, for one, one of the best matches that I ever saw in person for the women's match was Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. And that's the first time I ever saw Becky Lynch work. And that was in Pittsburgh last year. I watched the women's documentary that they have on the network. And when she comes up and says, "Yeah, I only have 7 stitches," while her eyes still like bleeding profusely, I got to watch that over the weekend. So that's one reason. The other reason is I think she is very underrated.
I think she is very, very underrated. I will agree with you there.
And I think that, I hope she's not the Sami Zayn of, and I...
Well, see, no, this is the way I look at it. It's not a bad thing that Sami Zayn is where he is, that Neville's where he is, that that Becky's where they are. Because, to me, it's like, look at anybody else that was, you know, coming up. Like, you had people that were just poop for, not poop, but just like didn't really get anything in when they were coming up. Like, you know, Shawn was just part of the Rockers at first, and you know, it's not a bad thing. Everybody can't get it all the time. It's just like, it's okay.
Yeah,
I don't see it being a huge ordeal.
I just, the way that she got over earlier this year, so much so that they had to put her in that women's match at Mania, I think is a great testament to what kind of a worker she is, and I hope that they continue to see that in her.
Uh-huh.
And so this is kind of this is kind of not just this week. It's just kind of like
over the span of
a long term award. So that's why I picked her. Alright guys, we've got a lot this week going on this weekend. We got Backlash, CM Punk's debut in the Octagon.
We got some Evolve going on.
Yeah.
We got some AIW wrestling. Dan Severn versus Eddie Kingston. Okay. And the showing that Eddie Kingston put on last AIW show that I saw, it was brutal. So I expect this to be the same. Candice, this is Candice's last showing
before she
becomes a married woman. And then later in the month, AIW has Johnny Gargano's last independent show. So there's going to be some pretty cool stuff this weekend.
All right, guys, so make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Please give us a good review, even if you hate, if you disagree with us on Nikki Bella.
Yeah, I mean, you could. I mean, anybody can like anything. Like, just understand that I'm happy that you're watching wrestling. Like, it's okay to not like things. It's okay.
Everyone has a different perspective. It
just out. Because I don't like Nikki Bella doesn't mean that has to hurt your feelings.
Yes.
Like it's not like that. Like, you don't even have to like me as a person, and I'm not going to get upset. You know, why the hell do you care about somebody that you don't even really know? You know, like, calm down. It's not a big deal. She doesn't care.
No, she's doing just fine.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. We will talk to you next time.
All right, have a good night. Blah! Watch wrestling.